Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
707 in St. Louis, you are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. And Doug, we are live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Oh, wow. Yep.
Oh, that was, it's a funny thing that we're live here. I mean, we're here every morning.
Well, there's a lot, here's the thing. There's a lot going on. There's a lot doing. Every Friday show, and you've kind of pushed for this. I listen to you, even though I'm texting people while you're talking. Mm-hmm. You want to go 5 hours on Fridays because we have so much to get to.
I just don't.
When you say we have so much to get to, you are, of course, addressing the fact that we have the Iggy's Drops of the Week presented by the Post, but also Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week,
that's
which
right.
Some would say are almost identical.
It sounds like the same stuff.
I disagree. Okay. So we have that. We also have the DB Sports Bar exit poll and this Hot Shots email of the day for the month of June, which is, you know, it's kind of shaping up. Doug, you said something that reminded you of the duel in the sun at Turnberry.
Never said it.
Because here you have Misty Plops and Steve and Wildwood going back and forth. And each day, one guy ratchets his game up. And it's not like a guy loses the hole, but rather a guy goes out and he wins a hole.
Okay.
Doug says don't say hole.
It's a nice hole, Bill.
Put that off. So we have that. We have my body's falling apart. I'd like to get into that. I don't know what I can do about it.
Another injury?
Yeah, I got a shoulder situation. When you had your shoulder thing, is it a rotator cuff or what happened?
Yeah. Well, I never got an exact diagnosis, but I think it was both rotator cuffs.
Oh, my God.
Got both of them.
You go skiing, bro?
Because I was lifting weights straight up over my head.
Oh, military press, yeah.
And I didn't even feel it at the time. It was the next morning. I woke up with both arms. I could hardly move both arms.
You did too much weight.
Clearly, I did.
What were we putting, like 400 up there?
I think it's more like 500, 550.
Oh, really? Well, 550.
Yeah, start with 300.
Yeah.
You know that.
And I was out for it. I mean, that hurt for
six or
7 months.
Well, what do you got?
Now I have a rotator cuff situation.
So are you going to get surgery?
No, I don't think we're at that point, but it just sucks. And so I was talking with some gentlemen, listeners of the program yesterday who I played golf with, great Americans, of course, because Doug, as you know, our listeners are patriots, you know?
They are good people.
Yes, thank you.
I meet them every day at the ballpark, and they are normal, civilized people, some fine family people, professionals. You tend to label them as gypsies or whatever.
Yeah.
These are fine working people. These are people just trying to make America great again.
Some of them are vagabonds and Bedouins.
Ooh, I like that last one, Bedouins.
Mm-hmm.
Tim, I also got hurt. I hurt my quad last night while I was squatting on Doug's.
No. Who was it?
Mae Young's newborn hand, man. I'm telling you, this Mae Young's newborn hand.
He's a hideous person. There's one of the wonderful listeners to the show that we're talking about. Mae Young's newborn hand has been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going to the hot shot.
I don't understand how that would hurt you,
suspension
though.
Log
you're just kind of sitting there at that point. But
Plazzi, I want to apologize to you about something that happened last night, and it put things in perspective for me.
Is this the Jed Jerko base running error?
No, that's kind of been a perspective that we've seen all year. So I was working, and my wife had an event to go to, so I'm not trying to brag, but we got a babysitter, okay?
Wow.
So my wife, being a good mom, put some snick snacks together. Thank you for exposing me to the term snick snacks.
Yes,
I use it all
the
time.
It's a good one, isn't it?
Right now. Yeah. And she made some pizza and left some stuff out for the babysitter and Tyler. And when I got home, she said, hey, there's pizza left. I didn't know it was a frozen pizza. And I said, sure. You know, I worked hard covering that.
Yeah, you
spirit
earned it.
Win.
You earned it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That spirit win. So I grabbed a slice and I was like, this is good pizza. What is this? And she went into the trash and she said, it's frozen. Tombstone. And I said, this is the stuff that Plowsy eats every single day.
No food.
And it was really good, Plowsy.
Yeah, it's like I said, Jack's Pizza is similar to cardboard, so I find that to be the worst of the bunch. And Tombstone just has
Did you call it cardboard?
Cardboard, yes.
Or just cardboard.
No, that's French.
Cardboard. And Tombstone has a good mesh between crispy, crunchy crust and gooey cheese with a fantastic marinara sauce.
Oh, real fooling.
So it's really good. Yeah, I have two in the freezer right now that I'm about
to
pop
in. You know what it did? You know, so I thought to myself, you know, we make fun of Plowsy having the tune. It was really good. So tonight, I believe, we're serving dinner on our linens.
Oh my gosh.
We want to go full Plowsy at the Hayes household.
Right there
so
on the
thank
bed.
You for that. Yeah.
Less of a thread count is better for food serving on a... You don't want, you know...
Yeah, I agree with that. People know that.
Italian or your satin. You want some really cheap stuff. So you can kind of use it as like a tablecloth napkin as well.
So if you ruin it, you don't really care.
Well, you're not going to ruin it because you can just throw it in the wash and, you know...
I believe at some point, if I... As you know, I blog a lot and I do a lifestyle blog. I'm going to put out there, I'm going to call it Plowboy Chic. And I think there's going to be a lot of hipsters in New York City, maybe the Greenwich Village area,
I think Brooklyn.
That are going to start eating off their linens and making Tombstone Pizza a choice several times a week.
Not a bad idea.
Plowboy
there.
Chic.
Yeah. Well, I think you may have something there. Sounds like something you'd sell at Walmart, maybe.
So thank you, Plowsy.
I appreciate it. I like to get the word out to Tombstones, and I'm glad your wife took my advice.
Is that most of what you eat, frozen pizzas?
No, I usually, I snag, I know they're not on the books, but I do have to give STL Wing Co. a shout out because I do drop by there about once a week.
That's not in your nape of the way, neck of the woods. What are you doing here?
It kind of is when I'm at Billy G's. It's on right on Manchester.
Oh, I know where it is, baby. I know where it is.
So I pick up some wingy.
I like that STL Wing Co.
Usually I go to Shop really and good. Save or a Dollar Tree. You know, pick me up some chunky soups, maybe a chili.
You do your grocery shopping at Dollar Tree?
No, I also said Target and most of the time Shop and Save. They have good deals on dog food and things like that. So
When I make that left onto Manchester, you know, that's a big decision. Do you go left or right on Manchester? Because the world is at your fingertips and you're like splitting it up. Do I go to the left part of the world or the right part of the world? When if I'm going for wings and I go left, it used to always be Winco. But now I will say... Kirkwood Brewhouse.
Doug very Kirkwood Brewhouse Wings.
They're very good.
Kirkwood Brewhouse Wings.
So sometimes, and they're
building
a little
that
different.
Patio. That patio's getting built.
Are you doing any supervising of the construction project?
My background is in manual labor, and I have been over there with a small hammer, kind of like the one Andy Dufresne used to get out of Shawshank.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll just to give it a little tap.
Just to make sure everything's plumb?
Right. Wait, so you just go there with a hammer and just tap once or twice just to let them know you could build it if you wanted to.
Right.
He taps on the nails that have already been driven in to make it look like he did it.
Right. But I hurt my shoulder from playing golf, so I've been out there kind of, you know, now, battling.
Now it's strictly a supervisory role
right.
on your behalf.
Yep. Yep. No, that's what I'm doing. Now I'm telling you.
If I had a hammer.
Oh, wow. Peter, Paul, and Mary, Jack.
In the evening. Come on, Dougie.
Peter, Paul,
and Mary. In the morning all over this land. Who's with me? It's going to be a great day. Cardinals in Baltimore on Fox Sports Midwest. I'll be in studio bringing you the action of a 10-0 Cardinal win.
Think they're going to win by 10?
That's how we'll see it.
10 to rake.
That's how we'll report it.
The Orioles 10 to rake. Quite a bit.
Last time, I don't recall the outcome. I just remember last time the Cardinals were in Baltimore, balls were flying out of
Canada. That's what happens there.
Balls are flying out everywhere right now, going places where they've never gone before.
Well, I mean, I always thought Ken Broxton would have the longest home run in Bush.
489 feet?
I was actually at Larry Nichols' graduation party and talking to Larry, who also, Brother Hebert. That's who we were the early arrivals on the docket, and I was in the middle of a conversation with Larry, and I'm talking about, you know, kind of stuff that is a little higher level than I think the rest of the audience could understand.
Sure. Yeah.
So we're focused on this, and then over, I think the right part of Larry's mustache, I saw the car. Who was in left field last night? Vince Coleman.
Coleman, yeah, Lonnie Smith
skates.
Took his place in the fifth inning.
Martinez,
yeah,
and Martinez didn't even he kind of did the Pedro Guerrero 1985 deal. Mm-hmm. And I go, God, because I couldn't see because I guess there was a glare still light
just,
out.
It's just squeaked over.
And I'm like, where the hell that thing went? I'm like, oh, my God. I'm thinking, okay, that must have been, you know, I don't know. I don't even know where the hell the Brewers would hit a ball that far. Yeah. Oh, Broxton, of course. 489 feet, Jack. It's the longest home run in the history of ballpark.
The balls are, they must be so hard.
Watch this ball, so hard.
Any fly ball is now carrying it. It's just unbelievable. They say the home run rate is where it was in the height of the steroids era now.
Back in my day, they didn't juice the baseball. The Bambino did it just with pure strength.
Well, he did.
Out homer entire teams back in the day. The Bambino did.
How about a quote, slugger? I don't think there's any doubt that there's something going on with the baseball. And maybe that means now you got to build your team different. Instead of trying to be athletic and fast again, you might as well get the big sluggers, hit the fly balls.
Bring back Ty Wigginton.
Well, maybe not him necessarily, but
that's
the way it's going again.
Jim Edmonds said something interesting, and I believe it because he is like a baseball savant. He really is. And he said he can hear the difference when the ball is wound tight, as it appears to be this season. He can hear the difference.
You see guys leaning over the plate and hitting balls 6 inches off the ground, home runs, and it's really incredible. Stark difference.
Guys, if we are going to talk about Shawshank, can we at least talk about how hot that laundry scene was? Thanks. That's from Curtis Sanford's Greasy Five Hole.
Now, he was a pillow stacker for the Blues.
Right around the same time as Reinhardt-Davis, if I'm not mistaken.
Reinhardt-Davis, Lupus Bartechko. That group, you know.
Tim, we lemmings are dying to know, how are your DraftKings teams doing?
Oh, Lord.
For the United States Open Major Championship. I actually had somebody, and I know he did it because he also has teams, although I don't know if he's also in the 150 team diversification thing that we're doing, sent me a private message last night to ask me how my teams are doing.
He didn't. I mean, why would he care? Look, Tim, I'm interested in what you do also. Paint me in a good light.
You know, Tim McKernan is like that. He knows everything.
Oh, stop it, Edmonds.
I experienced some Twitter Tim Lemming behavior. So Tim had a big day on Twitter yesterday. He just out of the blue just said he wanted a Cardinal win.
I did. I have to tell you, the best part about it was the people who follow me, and I rarely tweet. So when my random tweets pop up, you know, Doug, it's like E.F. Hutton. And all it was I really hope the Cardinals win today. And some people are like, bold thought, you know, huge if true. You know, the Twitter toughs, they come out and are very, very successful. And most of the people who saw it.
Satire. It was satire.
Got the whole thing of me, basically. I said, you have a different following than I do. And you had just tweeted out that you would really like a Cardinal win.
I said,
you're going to get 500 likes with that. I'll tweet it out and I might get 20. And I think I wound up getting pretty many.
But I mocked myself because I said, people know my Twitter feed is full of controversial content, but here goes. I hope the Cardinals win. And then later,
I got 134 likes on that, Doug.
Nice.
21 retweets.
And that's worth money. See, that's yes, it is. That's why I judge a man by his followers.
I think now I can join Belle Reve because of that tweet.
It was so profound, they retweeted it.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I don't know how much you get, but I get $1,000 per retweet
right.
from Twitter.
Yeah, I'm
I only get $25 for likes, so I don't care that much. But then later, you tweeted out a graduation photo of Larry Nickel, and I said to myself, this guy has Twitter game.
Yeah.
What a picture that was.
I mean, that could be a t-shirt.
There's a lot of talk about that becoming a t-shirt. The problem I found in the t-shirt thing is a lot of people, that's a great t-shirt. You ought to do that as a t-shirt. Then we spend money on getting the t-shirts, and then like 10% of the people who said they wanted to buy t-shirts actually buy the t-shirts. So then I lose money on it. So, I don't know.
That's me. I always say, I'll get that.
Well, no, I'm not saying that. I'm talking about in general. More.
I have an idea, though. I saw this, and I thought t-shirt. What I would do is I'd put that picture, and I would put simply the word knowledge, but I would misspell it. Knowledge misspelled.
With an N? No K?
No K, and then just Larry Nichols. Don't you think that would be...
I don't know. That might be mocking the guy.
All right, then. All right, Doug, you're the voice of reason on this. Then I retract it.
He's done well to get through his...
I'm proud of him.
His associate's degree. Yeah, that's a good thing.
No, I'm proud of him. But I do think it'd be a funny T-shirt.
The Larry Nickel graduation party was a pony. I mean a pony. An old-fashioned pony, actually.
What's an old-fashioned pony?
Well, it's when people were drinking scotch and talking about broads and dames, and they get themselves an hourly hotel room rate and head on upstairs and in the elevator and then come back down.
Serve
after
a bundt cake.
And a bundt cake.
Yeah.
So I get there, and I was in that neighborhood, and so I was texting with Larry. I said, hey, I might be early. What time are you getting there? He said, I'll be there by 6, which was wonderful because it was a play on. Right. And I get there, and Doug, I don't like to brag, but it's kind of an exclusive event.
I would think so.
And it's the upper tier.
Upper crust. Upper
at Ameristar.
Tier, sure. Blue Bloods.
More or less. You see a lot of people that you'll see on the driving range, you know.
CEOs and the like.
Absolutely. Yeah. People who post in the sound off section.
The highfalutin and others who run in moneyed circles.
Thank you. And I'm standing there in this sports bar, and I'm the youngest person by 30 years, and I'm looking around, and I see no Larry. And I'm like, God, is it not at Ameristar? And then the great brother Hebert walks in. And I'll tell you what he loves, America.
Nothing.
And he loves sponsoring the fan page. So that tells you all you need to know about him. He knows where to spend his marketing dollars. And I said, Brother Abraham, I don't know where the hell Larry is. Well, it turns out Larry had gotten there early. You know why?
No.
Because he wanted to play the slots, brother.
Oh, did he?
Because he wanted to play the slots, brother.
Was he winning?
I think everybody who plays slots wins.
Well, I don't know.
Odds are in your favor.
Right.
I don't know.
If you have, I don't know, if you just stumbled into, let's say, I mean, in Sports Talk Radio, I feel like we do this all the time. Let's say just like a windfall of 10K today.
Sure. Happens to me all the time.
If you talk with an investment banker, he's going to tell you, you probably want to go play slots with at least 8,000 of that.
Yeah, and drop it all if you have to, because sooner or later it's got to pay off.
So Larry, Brother Hebert, and I, we have ourselves a little nectar. We have ourselves a little taste, and we just sit there, and it's the three of us just talking it over, and it was wonderful. And then Once the near 7 o'clock, which was the scheduled beginning of this thing, people start coming in, and they just walk up to Larry, and it reminds me of Ray Liotta's wedding in Goodfellas, and they just hand him cards full of cash.
Not a guy.
And I'm starting to think maybe Larry's like running things over in Alton. I mean, they were like paying homage.
This is my cousin Paulie. That's my other cousin Paulie.
And then Larry did a Facebook Live.
Did he?
Right there. Because now you have Larry, Brother Hebert, myself. Then Fred from the poor part of the nail drove an hour and 15 minutes. He told me.
You got to be kidding me.
What? If you could play Pebble Beach, wouldn't you do it?
I guess I would, yeah.
See?
All right.
So he drove an hour and 15 minutes. And then his wife, who I don't know if she's as active in the lesbianism as Bubbles' girlfriend. I get the sense that there's activity there.
You're asking me like I would know that?
I thought you...
Yeah, Doug, are your synapses firing
now? I don't know.
And she's there, and I said, God, you guys drove an hour and 15 minutes, because I asked Fred from the poor part of the nail, how far is New Athens from Ameristar? I thought it was a good distance. I don't make the trip as often as I'd like. And he said about an hour and 15 minutes...
Wow.
And I said, boy, you guys made that drive. And then Mrs. Fred from the poor part of the house said, well, no, I'm already right here. And I go, oh, you work in St. Charles. And she goes, no, in Fenton. And I go, well, that's not right here. That's 25 minutes.
At least.
Well, and she goes, well, but relatively speaking, I go, I guess so. So they, when you live in New Athens, anything in the St. Louis area.
Or if you're in Fenton, you know, St. Charles is right next door.
Right. But that's the kind of commitment that people have to Larry Nickel because they love him. And then Larry rewarded us with an incredible Facebook Live.
Why don't you show the lovely Fred from the poor part of the nail's wife? I think people would rather see her than me. And then there's the great Fred from the poor part of the nail.
Larry.
And you guys are setting up in MMF. That's great.
I was, but that didn't happen.
Okay. Well, sometimes you got to fire a pitch out. And Larry, it looks like it's an old-fashioned pony show.
Yeah.
No, the Blues are done. They went down to the second round of the Western Conference Final.
Are you going to take your Lewis and Clark shirt off here at Ameristar?
No. I will not take my shirt off, no matter what.
No, no, no.
And Larry, they just brought out some wingy-wingy.
Yeah, wingy-wingy and some other food. No, I'm not taking my shirt off.
But it sounds like you're thinking about it.
No.
What is that? It was Kate Wright Magic Man.
He's in.
Yeah, he said he was coming with his fiancée.
And she sends pictures of her feet to Jennings.
Yeah.
Do you think that's odd in any way, or is that just about standard?
Well, that's standard for him.
I guess, okay. Well, to each their own, that's what I say.
And it was a good discussion. You know, you kind of get an idea of a few different topics.
This sounds like a grand old time we've had.
Yeah, an old-fashioned pony show. You're right.
Yeah.
What is this picture that I see in the text inbox?
Let me go into the text inbox. Let me see what the word is.
He's showing a breast. Larry is showing a breast.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Did he get naughty a little bit?
Yeah, he's lifted up his shirt. It looks like his nipples are more around where Venezuela would be, as if it were a globe, whereas they probably should be near like Alabama, Mississippi.
Mustache vibes.
The nipples should be at Alabama or Mississippi.
Well, picture the torso, if you would.
Yeah, okay.
As the Western Hemisphere on a globe.
All right.
And
a little waist there at Central America.
That'd be nice.
Okay.
And his nipples are really kind of in the Southern Hemisphere, whereas most nipples... I feel like Angela White might be an exception, but most nipples are in the Northern Hemisphere.
And okay. I'm not showing you my nips.
All right.
Yeah, and so I witnessed Larry. We're having a wonderful Facebook Live. I mean, as you could tell, I mean that was some magic there. Kind of reminds me of when Costas closed out the 1998 NBA Finals, and you're like, is he reading off a prompter? No, he's just
What I heard was special. Yeah. What I just heard was really something neat.
And so I saw how it works, because I always wondered what happens where Larry clearly starts out with a plan, which is what differentiates his Facebook Lives from this show. He starts out with a plan, but then you see his eyes start wandering on the comments, and then you see what's about to happen. Yeah. He's now just going to start reading the comments and addressing them in essentially a machine gun-like series of non sequiturs. And so I saw his eyes go down, and then he started saying things about Bill's hole and not taking his shirt off. And I said, Larry, stay focused. Stay focused. Let's snort a line of Ritalin. But unfortunately, it got knocked off. And then he says, I'm not going to take my shirt off. And then his mom comes over and says, no, don't take your shirt off. And that's the kind of old-fashioned pony show.
Right. I kind of feel like I missed out.
Yeah. I don't want to know about Bill's hole.
No, you shouldn't.
Call you daddy. Okay, I've had it.
So was it a lot of his family there, too?
Yes.
That's nice.
You had the radio friends, and you had the family members, Doug. I got a chance to meet the Southside Seaman season ticket holder.
Oh, did you?
Yep. He loves America.
It's the guy who has season tickets to your fantasy baseball team. Is that right. Correct?
That's okay. Correct.
Wonderful.
The Lewis and Clark cheer squad was there, I assume?
Saw him.
Don't say cheer squad.
It's one female and four guys. Lewis and Clark cheer squad.
How many people were there, Tim?
I think I jetted like the wind around 7:30, 7:40. And at that point, I would say there's probably about 40 people there.
Wow, nice. Well, I'm glad they had a big turnout.
Yeah, I think it probably got bigger as the evening
Good for
progressed.
Him. And that, that graduation photo is priceless.
Yes. I saw that sitting by a cake, and I'm like, oh my God, that's the greatest picture these eyes have ever seen. Although Chasey Lane did a penthouse spread in 96.
Okay.
But other than that, and I thought, that's wonderful. And then I noticed Larry would get these cards from people, like Hall of Famer Dave walks up to him, gives him a card, they embrace, it's a wonderful scene. And Larry takes the card, but he's eating so many wings that there's wing sauce all over the card.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
How are the wings, Tim?
You know what? I have to tell you, I didn't have any.
Ooh.
But I kept telling Larry, I said, that wingy wingy looks good. And then Brother Abra goes, I like them because they appear to be lightly breaded.
Okay. I don't like breaded wings.
Lightly, though, baby, lightly.
I would like to have been there, but lady journalism had me in a rear naked choke, and I tapped out to broadcasting.
I had to be at the stadium for the Cardinals' win last night.
Yep, that was a nice W.
Well, it doesn't go down as a W.
Spirit win.
Right.
I left my phone at home. How
Ooh,
awful is that?
That sucks. Ah. Ah, I don't like to hear that. Ah.
Sometimes in the morning, I'm like a zombie. I honestly, I'm surprised when I remember to put on pants. You ever, I mean, in the morning, after you work all night, you get up. Do you, are you conscious of anything?
That's why I get up. So I get up at 4:30 and I have to read for like an hour.
That's what I do.
Before I even get out of bed.
I love it. Oh, you stay in bed and read at 4:30?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
That's a weird scene. There you are.
I guess you don't stir your wife from her slumber?
No, I usually get the phone and I go through
really
articles and
Go downstairs, turn on the Hustler channel, and enjoy a couple of cups of coffee.
No, I just need to read a little bit.
I get here early to read, but when I'm leaving my house, I swear I get here by muscle memory. Like I'm not conscious of anything. It's like you get in the shower, you don't remember showering.
I hear tell we're going to be in Kirkwood in July.
Well, that's just a couple weeks away.
I know. How about that?
That would be convenient. Huge savings of time.
And what's it going to be like when that patio is built and the audience can just sit on the patio and watch the show?
Well, that's the downside.
Why?
But
why are you so down on
our audience?
It's possible
we can go inside, right? And have some sort of physical barrier between us
yeah,
and these
well,
people
we
who
do,
write
but,
such horrible things.
But there's a little booth where the listeners can walk in and immediately interact with the show.
Oh, no, there isn't. Really?
Yep.
Should be.
Yep.
A booth.
There should also be a kissing booth for Doug. Just as
I guess it theoretically could serve as a kissing booth. Mm-hmm. I hadn't thought about that.
Don't worry, Doug. You'd get a big cut of it. I'd get my cut, of course.
Cause... I'm going to take a pass on that.
I'll make out with the listeners.
Okay.
Some of the girls, but most of the guys, definitely.
What about
there aren't any girls.
What about a picture booth where you don't have to smooch, just pose with people, and you'd get a cut of it?
Okay, I'll do that.
You'd do that.
Yeah.
Just trying to monetize Doug.
Sir, fire emojis. Manchild, 79.
I don't know what
that means.
What does that mean? Sup, man, child.
That's not cool. Sir.
Oh, sup.
In fact, it's a lemming.
Oh, no, I think there was a text before that from Manchild.
Okay.
He says, hey, Doug, 2 Chainz just dropped Pretty Girls Like Trap Music. It's all heat.
That means absolutely nothing to me. Pretty Girls Like Trap Music.
Well, 2 Chainz was originally TT Boy, and I sometimes wonder if that was a coincidence or if he was paying
homage
to a 1990s adult film star, T.T. Boy. You know what I mean?
I don't know. It doesn't sound like something I would be interested in, adult film star, T.T. Boy.
Tell him to be quiet.
Thank you. Well,
it's just not in my wheelhouse.
What about 2 Chainz?
No. I don't know who 2 Chainz is.
No, there's a Z on the end, baby.
Of 2 Chainz.
To Design Air Heating and Cooling, 7 o'clock hour. Design Air is donating 2% of all sales from the TMA audience to 3 Little Birds for Life. DesignAirService.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Doug, we have the DB Sports Bar exit poll. Iggy's Drops of the Week presented by The Post and the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week, plus this Hot Shots email of the day, a free Lemmings lunch from Hot Shots, plus a pair of Cardinal tickets for Friday, June 23rd against the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Cardinals host the Pirates the weekend of the 23rd through the 25th with great giveaways all weekend long, including a Cardinal pullover. Get your tickets now at cardinals.com/promotions. So another great incentive for phenomenal emails of the day. Misty Plops and Stephen Wildwood tied at 3. Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech. Madhu Bowles and Hanks with 2. And then people are kind of going, okay, Mario in Chicago seems like a guy who could make a Sunday charge. Kind of fun.
Kind of fun.
I think sometimes Misty Plops is just getting your votes out of convenience. I'd like to spread around the Hot Shots lunch just a little bit. Especially during days when the emails could go either way. Now, if he's clearly the best, then he deserves it. But if there's a bunch of them that are good, perhaps we could spread it out a little
bit. Look at this guy. I judge on which is the best email. I jot it down. I listen. And you're going to accuse me of just doing what's convenient. You're the guy that won't vote for anyone that says anything about you. If they happen to say anything about me, they will get your vote just for that. and you're going to lecture us.
Very clever.
You're going to lecture us about fairness. I say this: how dare you, sir?
I think the ones that take shots at you are extremely clever.
Mm-hmm.
And worthy of a voter too.
Mm-hmm.
The ones about me, those are stale. They've been doing that for years. How about you be a trailblazer? Take a shot at someone else.
How about now, I pick whatever is the best email of the day in my my view. That's all I can do. Some of them make me laugh, so they'll get my vote.
I don't think your view is twisted.
I don't need you to lecture me what a good email is.
Well, I think you need it.
Kind of disappointing that this time last year, yesterday, it looked like we already knew who was going to win at Erin Hills in the 117th U.S. Open. But Taylor Gooch.
What happened to him?
Tough back nine and wound up finishing at 2 over and firing a 74. What did you see in his swing on the back that you didn't see on the front?
Well, he didn't have the consistency that I thought I saw on the front. He didn't have as many greens in regulation. I think his right-to-left game was not quite as what I would say sharp. And when he tried to play a little baby fade, sometimes he struggled due to the wind and the blimps falling from the sky.
If you want to win this tournament, this particular tournament, you look to the shot makers. You know that, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to pick a guy who's a favorite, he's got to be a guy who's going to make shots. He's got to be a shot maker. You know that.
And that's why a lot of people said Xander Schauffele would be within striking distance heading into Friday. And there he is, one stroke off the pace, set by... Okay, now Ricky.
Okay. I like this Zanzi, though. I like his long game. I like his short game. Yes, game. I like his flat stick. I like his wedge play. This is a guy we're going to have to keep an eye on, unless he falls far down the leaderboard, in which case we can forget about him again.
What?
This is old Xander Schauffele?
Yep, that's right.
Is he a shot maker?
Well, he'll make a golf shot.
78% of greens in regulation for Xander, and he hit 79% of his fairways.
What was his percent?
79%. But the Gurr tied for 12th best yesterday.
Come on, the bigger story is a blimp falling out of the sky right next to the course. Are you kidding me? They had the Hindenburg disaster right next to the course.
I don't know. The guy was fine, though, wasn't he?
Well, he was burned in the back and the neck, but somebody dragged him out of
but
there.
But relative, like you assume a blimp crashes and people are dying, but there was one guy on it.
Right.
And he lived.
Right.
And that's the biggest blimp crash since the XFL, right? That's when they had a big one.
They had a blimp crash there, too?
Yeah, they were, I think, like their first night, they had like a giant blimp trying to promote it, and it crashed.
Happens to the best of them.
Into a restaurant.
Now, what is the difference between a blimp and a zeppelin and a dirigible?
Nice.
Is it all the same thing? Stumped the whole panel with that.
You think you're going to get some knowledge from us?
I don't ever need to be in a blimp. I don't need to be in a hot air balloon or a blimp. It seems kind of risky, kind of dangerous. No thank yous.
Well, you know, it's the same, to be honest with you. Riding in a blimp is every bit as safe as operating a chainsaw while drunk. You know, and people do that all the time.
About right. Especially if one little spark catches the material on fire. I mean, it's Katie bar the door at that point.
Who's this Katie?
I don't know. But boy, this Xander Schauffele.
Yeah.
Some of the shots that he's making, some of the shots that he's not making, it all totals up to the score that he finished with. I like his flat stick. I like his mashy and his mid-mashy.
Right. Here's Stephen A. Smith talking about having good sex.
At the U.S. Open?
Before you can establish that you have a vibrant, healthy, great sexual relationship with that man, it gets in the way of everything. When you have good sex, when a man is handling his business and doing what he's supposed to do, don't you notice that suddenly her tolerance level is just a little bit more? I had a girlfriend that obviously was stacked, Kardashian, J-Lo, Beyonce type stack. You know what I'm saying? And we were getting into an argument a few years ago, and she was living in Chicago, and it was Thanksgiving. And I was about to send her behind back. She ticked me off that much. But she had on her lingerie. Then she turned and she walked away. Her body was in the bedroom, but the booty was sticking outside of it. Stay with me.
Wonderful.
When I saw that, I walked up to her and I said, it really not that important what we were arguing about. I knew that morning, all right, I got to work this out now and work, use all of these hours to my advantage if I want to get my hands on that tonight.
What a lovely thought.
Why is he lecturing us? How did that come up?
I think they were debating whether or not LeBron was better than Jordan.
Probably.
I think it was sexual relationship with that man, it gets in the way of everything. When you have good sex, when
and he's always so such an angry know-it-all. And he makes how many millions doing that?
Six.
$6 million a year doing that. I guess he's got it figured out. I guess he does. He just always seems so angry.
Doug, a blimp is like the cuts of the week. A Zeppelin is like the drops of the week.
How about a dirigible?
Manchild79 says, he lying, B.
About what, B? What'd he be lying about, B?
I guess her booty. Oh. Speaking of which, a European... Doug, the Plowhawk's laugh is brought to you by the Post Sports Bar and Grill. Go ahead. Plowhawk has all kinds of audio for us today.
So the next patient is Martina. Martina has the largest pair of breast implants in all of Europe.
Those are huge.
So look how flat.
Oh, the poor girl, he has no butt.
She has anterior projection, but no posterior projection. So why don't we bring Martina in and go over this with her?
Can you please send a Martina?
What is this show?
Martina? Dr. Nassif?
Yeah. Hello?
Terry Dubrow, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Hi, Mike, the boyfriend.
I traveled so far to meet the doctors to ask them, can I have really huge butt implants?
Those breasts are ginormous. How could you even walk without toppling over?
How many operations did it take you?
One surgery, and the rest is fill-ups. There's here's a valve, and there's a valve.
Oh, so you have a tissue expander in
there.
So you have a little port and a valve that someone puts a needle in and puts more in?
Yes.
What was that?
You have a valve and people...
It's like pumping up a basketball. What show
is
that?
You have a tissue expander in there? What...
I forgot the show name.
Seamaster thinks it's from Botched.
Botched. Yeah, I'm going to say Butched, but Botched does sound a little bit
Butch
better.
Butch Patrick.
It was just this lady from Europe. I think she tripled. I forgot what the... They're huge, Doug, but had no butt. And so she was brought in. And her boyfriend, I am telling you what, that's why I kept that little thing. And that boyfriend, you got to watch this. It is
Doug, what's
crazy.
Up with this? What was up with her boyfriend?
I don't
he
know.
Is so, he's obviously gay. I mean, it's a high-end the boyfriend. And he does one of the... Like... limps his wrist and like does like a, you know, like a prince or like, yeah. So,
what do we say?
And so I think that was the funniest part about it with the boyfriend, but it was like a 2.5 minutes. So I had to cut out the part.
Oh, I don't know how you could shortchange that.
He was
what the hell was it?
It was just a show about plastic surgery and she wanted a bigger butt to go along with her huge breasts.
Really? I wonder if a lot of women in the St. Louis area, I realize in Europe and L.A. and Miami, are getting the butt implants, although they aren't talked about as much as breast implants are. At this point, I think, Doug, I think over the next few years, you're going to hear more about them. I think you'll hear more about them.
Where am I going to hear about them?
On Botched. But I wonder, like, how many women in St. Louis are getting them. You know what I mean? Plowhawk, really, you're really the only person on this dais who would be able to speak to the 20-something St. Louis social scene. I'm at Brio all the time.
Do you really think a big problem facing St. Louisans is their butts need to be bigger?
I'm actually with Doug on this. I've seen some big ones, and I think it's St. Louis is more the all St. Louis is more the all natural, I think, area for the butts.
We build big butts with food.
Yeah, I'm with Doug. It's not
we don't need plastic surgery. We do it at Waffle House
because you can see like the natural lump. You know, usually when they're really toned and defined, you can kind of tell maybe there's an implant in there, or, you know, maybe she's a workout warrior, but most of the time it's an implant. With the St. Louis gals, you can almost see that ridge right between the cheek and the hip bone.
Don't point. We know where it is.
And so that, to me, it says more of a natural bosom. So I would agree with you. It's a natural butt in St. Louis.
And those are achieved by having nachos during a day game in June?
That's right.
Yeah, the helmet full of nachos. You've seen that, the helmet.
3 or 4 times a week at Ted Drew's will help. Stop at McDonald's on the way home from work. That
wingy
help.
Wingy's good for that.
Larry's wings last night, Doug, were lightly breaded. Yeah. Guys, St. Louis is lacking when it comes to pogs. What does that mean? That's from Pine Top Perkins.
Pine Top Perkins. How do you spell that word that he used?
P-A-W-G.
I don't know what that means.
Hey, do you know what that means? Plowhawk, do you know what that means?
Fat, P-H-A-T, fat-ass white girls.
They're right. They're right. They're true. They're right.
What would that...
And apparently there is a... There's a lot of porn that has Pog as well. It looks like XNXX.
Okay, we don't need that.
Ex-hamster.
We don't need that.
But Plowhawk, do you think St. Louis, relatively speaking, from your travels, you know, up and down the California coast... when you're in South Florida with us, relatively speaking, per capita, and I realize you don't have a Gallup poll or anything of that ilk, but relatively speaking, does St. Louis have more pog or less pog?
I would say in comparison to Miami, there's way less.
I would agree with that.
I would say on average, I would say our pog level is pretty solid. Probably along with Scottsdale and Seattle is probably a good comparison to where St. Louis is.
I didn't know you'd been to Scottsdale and Seattle.
And Scottsdale is one of my favorite places.
Is that right?
Yep.
Where do you stay, the Phoenician?
No, I stay. My parents' best friends live out there, and we used to go visit every year, and so I love it. I haven't been out there as an adult. Usually it was like from 8 to 14.
So when you were 8 years old, you noticed that Scottsdale had women with larger asses.
Well, usually it was around the age of 11 when I was riding my Razor scooter around.
Silly question.
Yeah.
But you see them at like the Scottsdale Buffalo Wild Wings was really, that was when
that's
I first.
That's the place. That's
when
place.
I first noticed.
That's where you'd see a lot
the
of pogs.
Yeah. Yes.
So now the problem is what we need is more fat ass women. This country's sure gone pog crazy.
Clip that off. Manchild 79 says, now this is a topic in caps with 7 100s after it. I guess we stumbled upon something. Charlie Brennan isn't touching this.
No, I don't think he would. FCC reasons and all that.
I don't know. That's the thing. Listen, I'm living vicariously through our 20-somethings in the audience. I don't know what the scene is, but it doesn't seem to me, in my limited travels, and you know, it's Las Vegas, it's Miami, and that's pretty much it, that there are a lot of pogs in St. Louis. And I'm talking pog, I'm not talking about where there's a front action. Front action immediately eliminates you from a pog. I'm talking zero to maybe a 4 waist, and then a fat ass.
Without even a yes. Don't you like women that are in shape? Isn't that what's appealing to the most people?
Yeah, but you can have a fat ass and be in shape.
Now, who?
Nurse?
Give me an example.
Lexus, Texas?
Someone who's in good shape.
Lexus, Texas? Keisha Gray?
I don't know.
Phoebe Cates?
Yep.
I don't know.
I don't think it's about the size. I think it's density that people like.
What do you mean density?
Like, I like... You know, some people like width. I like it to stick out about a couple inches, but I don't mind the hips if they're that small. That's fine. I don't need it to hang lower on the thigh. I just need a nice round butt.
Doug, here, Brother Abear, who I was able to have a little nectar last night with and him and Larry Nickel, he has sent in a picture of a pog. All right? Do you see? Look, she's beautiful. And then...
Oh, well, that ruins the whole thing. I mean, it doesn't matter. She's out. Nope. That ruined
it. I think Brother Abear just photoshopped it, kind of like a centaur with her and then Jeff Scanina. That's what I think just happened there.
Yeah. You don't want them to have legs that look like a run-stuffing cocknose tackle.
Doug got that booty popping. Thanks, Butch Patrick's werewolf doll.
Yeah, nice comment, Butch.
Guys, the girls with the helmet full of nachos take the helmet in the no hole? That's from the sausage wheelie? What does that mean?
I don't know.
This is a weird show today. It's hard to figure it out.
They're not actually implants. It's more like injections. Check out Dr. Miami on Snapchat.
I don't want to. Nor need to.
I'm a 32-year-old gentleman, and I've gradually become an ass man. Thanks, man-child. Manchild's like the guy that helped you with your short game.
I don't know that you can gradually become one way or the other. You like what you like, right? You just do. And you can't be convinced to like something other than what you like, can you?
No.
I don't think you can. If someone wants to have surgery or have something lopped off or whatever, you just like what you like.
I believe we're genetically predisposed to like that trait, which is deemed best for the gene pool, per se.
Child-bearing hips and such. That's why women flock to us, because we're the species. We're the prototype for the species, basically.
Hunter-gatherers.
Yeah. Like, you know that if, like, we're in a group of 100 men, we're going to be the most physically fit or the strongest and most able-bodied.
And ready to go hunting.
Yeah, so a woman would be attracted to us based on that without even knowing it.
Right.
Because we're the hunter-gatherer.
And when they look at us, they see someone with the kind of V physique that gals like.
Broad shoulders. That means if static breaks out, we're the guys that will survive.
Right.
Guys, this is interesting. I pick up chicks outside the Ponderosa on St. Charles Rock Road. It's Pog City. Thanks. That's from Mr. Nipples.
He's just picking them off as they come up on the buffet line.
Dave and Buster's is also Pog Central. And you can really tell when they're on the jet ski games. And that's when the Pog...
How often are you out there to make that kind of
judgment? I actually like Dave and Buster a lot.
Who do you go out there with, Mace Dog or Reef?
Well, Mace Dog, he doesn't come... this neck of the woods. Usually it was Rickenaw, Wyndham when he was in town. So.
Wyndham. Barry Wyndham, Doug.
I take my son to Dave and Buster's.
Well, yeah, there's not kids looking there. There are kids there, too, but you got to you got to wean out the kid. Right. There are Pogs, though.
Hands off the Pogs, Buster.
Manchild79 sending in a picture, Doug. Now, this is Iskra Lawrence. Not familiar with her work, I'll be honest with you. And he says she's also keeping it 100.
Okay.
These are things I didn't know.
That she's keeping it 100? Who isn't? Show me a picture of someone who's not keeping it 100.
Huh.
Who's not keeping it real.
How about this? Look in the mirror. You got served, bro. What
kind of reaction was that?
I was doing a Def Comedy Jam audience impression.
All right.
Guys, sorry, I got to get it out to Dave and Buster's ASAP. That's from Manchild 79.
You don't have to go anywhere special to find fat women. Go anywhere. You'll see it. We've become a nation of overweight people. The obesity rate is staggering. It just is.
Guess you're not getting to enough Cardinal games.
Well, I'm hardly someone to say I'm in the peak of physical condition. But the obesity rate among Americans is just frightening.
Why?
Because we eat like animals. We eat like livestock.
Yeah, but wings
horrible
are delicious.
Foods.
Wings are delicious. If anyone has any wings, they want to drop them by the station, go ahead.
Or if they just want to run through a drive-thru right quick.
That's what this is about. Is as Americans become fatter and fatter, we try to justify it by saying, yeah, what we really like are fat people.
No, I don't really think that's it.
Doug, Iggy Azalea is not keeping it 100 with that fake buttocks. Thanks. That's from Weezer, our old intern.
So she's at a 50, or she's keeping it 58?
Yeah, I wonder what you're keeping it if you're not keeping it 100.
I don't know.
I think if you're keeping it a solid 86, you're okay, right?
I agree with that.
Yeah. Not everyone can keep it 100.
Yeah, 86. There's about 14 there that you can't quite live up to.
Design Air is the sponsor of the 7 o'clock hour. Design Air, heating and cooling, online at designairservice.com. The number one train dealer in the West. It's hard to stop a train. We have a monster program for you with DB Sports Bar Exit Poll. Iggy, do you have questions for us today?
Plowsy will ask the questions, but the three of us, Sea Monster,
myself and Plowsy put questions together, and Plowsy will read them.
And then we have the Iggy's Drops of the Week presented by the Post, Bird Early Cutlery Cuts of the Week, and our Hot Shots email of the day, plus what I would describe as one of the most significant developments with Janine Lindemolder in this radio show ever. And I will tell you about it on the other side of the commercial break.
We're
we have to get
to better
at teasing.
Yeah,
we have to get better at teasing. And I wrote that one yesterday at 7:30 p.m.
Just
brother.
For this moment.
Hit you like a bolt of lightning.
Nope. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan KFNS.